Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. And here to help us, as usual, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hey, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today in the swamp.
In the 1990s, I ran an angel capital group called Capital Insights, and we raised about $15 million from 150 wealthy individuals in Greenville. And, you know, up in New York, that's not a rounding error, but in Greenville in 1995 was a pretty good bit of money, wasn't it?
That's still a good bit of money to me.
Yeah, me too. Here's one of the things we did. We identified a group of people that we thought were wealthy individuals, and we would have a company we were investing in. We would send out invitations and say, we're going to have an investor presentation on next Tuesday, next Thursday, and the following Monday. And if you're interested, you know, register to attend. And the dirty secret of that is what happened was people would express their interest and basically qualify themselves. And so there's a new securities exemption that you and I have talked about before, and it's an intrastate offering exemption. So what this means is South Carolina companies can raise money from South Carolina investors. And when you do that, you don't have to comply with Securities and Exchange Commission regulations because it's all inside one state. Now, you do report to the South Carolina Securities Commissioner, and you have to, you know, pay $300 to do this kind of offering, and you have to have an entity with the Secretary of State. So, I mean, there are some state regulatory issues, but no federal regulatory issues. And one of the things I think is really cool about this is now young entrepreneurs or experienced entrepreneurs can do something very similar to what I once did with Capital Insights and be more public about what they do. I had to limit the people that I contacted to people that I had a pre-existing relationship with because that's what the regulations were. Now, in this new kind of intrastate offering, you can be public. So you can send, you know, an email to people on your LinkedIn network, or you can talk about it in media publications across the state. And that's no longer a problem as long as the South Carolina company talking to South Carolina investors. So that kind of really opens this up a lot, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but it seems like it would open up complications too, because if you're making this offering through media outlets, through online outlets, well, then other people could hear about it, not just people here in South Carolina.
So you have to qualify people. I mean, you can't make an offer to people out of state. So if people find out about it somewhere else, they don't count. You can only make an offer to South Carolina residents. Accessible Health, which is a company I'm involved in, is doing this. In this case, we're going to organize some video calls, and you know, we're trying to help people register for that and see who's interested. I think it's a big new opportunity for the state and one that we really haven't taken enough advantage of yet. The problem that a young entrepreneur has is that they need to find wealthy people, but they don't necessarily know who they are. So if they can kind of promote what they're doing and then let people that are interested come to them, that's an interesting way to build a prospect list.
Is there a minimum and a maximum that investors are allowed to invest into a company this way?
The total amount you can raise is $1 million. Accredited individuals, and those are basically people that have a net worth of $1 million other than their home, they can invest all they want. I mean, one person can invest $1 million if they want to. If they're non-accredited, if they have less than $1 million other than their home, then they're limited to $5,000 investment. And that's just to, you know, prevent a company from raising more money from people than they can afford to lose. Because these typically are young startup kind of companies. The total you can raise is $1 million. And the total you can raise from anybody that's not accredited is $5,000.
So the bottom line here is then that this is pretty much designed for average everyday investors and companies who are trying to raise money from those investors. They would need to find a lot of these people, sort of like political campaign fundraising.
Well, a little bit like that. And I think the big deal here, the big game changer here is you can be public. You can promote yourself in the media. You can promote yourself through emails, you know, and to maybe people you don't otherwise know. Now, you know, the limitation is you can't raise money from somebody in Charlotte or Atlanta.
Well, John, as always, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.